For the coronation of kings, weddings, or frothy locker room victory celebrations, champagne is the beverage of choice. Legend has it that it has been the celebratory drink since the crowning of Clovis, the first king of the Franks, back in 476. On the eve of the new year, more champagne flows than at any other time. NPR's John McChesney reports on some of the finer points of bubbly.
For those of you starting from scratch on the subject, only sparkling wines from the Champagne region of France get to bear the name Champagne. All others have to wear a less glamorous appellation, sparkling wine made with the Champagne method. Champagne and its relatives are a blend from at least two grapes, Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. There are basically three levels of French Champagne quality. The first level blends together wines harvested in different years. These are the so-called non-vintage champagnes.
That's your basic $30 champagne.
Karen McNeil wrote the Wine Bible, and she heads up wine studies at the Culinary Institute of America. We caught up with her at the Schramsberg Winery in the Napa Valley.
A next step up, about $60, is what is called vintage champagne. All of the wines that make up the blend come from one very good year. Like 1996, for example, was the last vintage champagne. And then there's sort of the creme de la creme, according to the French, called prestige cuvées. The word cuvée simply means blend, so these are any given house's prestige blend. Now, the one that almost everybody knows is Dom Pérignon, which is the prestige blend of the house known as Moët & Chandon. Every house has a top wine, and these cost, get ready, anywhere from about $90 to $175.
Besides the blend, age is also crucial. Aging sparkling wine with the yeast still in the bottle accomplishes something crucial, according to McNeil, because champagne is a highly acidic wine.
I mean, we're talking about stiletto high heels here, really sharp acid.
The yeast, over time, imparts a creaminess that balances that acidity.
There's the acidity pulling you in one direction and a sense of creaminess pulling you in the other.
The other result of aging is smaller bubbles. No one knows exactly why, but the bubbles get smaller with age, and that creates a more delightful tingle in the wine.
And by the way, do you know how many bubbles there are in a bottle of champagne?
I have no idea.
Give a guess.
2 million.
56 million bubbles in a standard bottle of champagne.
So how do California sparkling wines stack up against the champagnes? McNeil says 20 years ago she wouldn't have given California sparklers the time of day. But now, with wines like Schramsberg, the sparkling pioneer in California, and others, things are different.
Boy, the quality today is just astounding. I'm as likely to buy a bottle of California sparkling wine as I am a bottle of French champagne.
And for you macho types, this is not the way you should open a bottle of champagne.
French men have this saying that if you open a bottle of champagne correctly, it should make a sound no greater than that of a contented woman's sigh.
Cheers. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.